and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 5 with verses 12 through 14. Therefore, just as through one person sin entered the world, and through sin death, and thus death came to all, inasmuch as all sinned, for up to the time of the law, sin was in the world. Through sin, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin, after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. Death, the one and only true final frontier for all humanity. Once accepted, we become people of truth, wanting to live in love, faith, and hope of mercy, realizing we aren't the perfect people many seem to try and portray. Seemingly, my children fall in this category. They would be described to feel each and every age. Don't you remember you gave them to God one day, holding them up to heaven, chanting your discussion with God? Here they are, Lord, yours as understood by the law, where love pushes them through the door of life to find generations of others before, enjoying life, able and willing to repay the score. In sin, we find exclusion. In redemption, we find dialogue. To know salvation, one must make the choice to be silent or to witness true forgiveness, trusting the Father to know the one he brought to the earth to soothe our iniquities from the choices of sin's past. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We asked our children to always forgive us and understand our sins past wasn't who we are. We ask for prayers for our children, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren aloud, Oliver, Julian, and Elia. Prayers for Dr. Cruz Palooka. Silence for the prayers of others. As we continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are dying today as we continue to lift up their peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 5. We're in verses 12 through 14 this morning, a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Send All, Death Thus to All. Sin world entered also through one, send all, death thus to all. World law didn't stop humanity from having fun. Moses to Adam, death reigned as their fall. Sin not those even, Adam's trespass pattern done. One type revealed liked with reason. Living by the law is how they won. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 17th, 2021. We're recording this morning early at 6:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us today, you get to be encouraged a little bit by some impromptu work we do each and every morning when we write. We'd like to take a moment and honor our ninth grade language arts teacher, Mrs. Davis, who taught us how to do impromptu speeches, and an awesome opportunity just to look around and find love in the air of Jesus. In my house, we have the depiction of Christ and the ones he loved, ones who gave birth to him and learned how to shove him into childhood and his learning of all. Saint Joseph, we call him the Father of God so tall. Be aware of each and every day, because Jesus comes from these two, and that's who taught him to pray. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wiggins. It is a beautiful morning on November 17th, 2021. Thanks again for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. So we close this morning at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your body and your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, John and Marie, for loving Jesus. God bless you, John.